liberation assured and her letters and comments. I need your valuable advice on the following. Yoga Vasishtha talks of self-inquiry as the beginning of the end of repeated transmigration. Now, Bhagavan has himself said that he is none other than the consciousness that dwells in all of us. This seems to suggest two things. By coming into the Ramana path, we have naturally entered on the self-inquiry path that will culminate in liberation or the end of transmigration. Bhagavan Ramana being the Supreme Consciousness itself, we need have no fear, though we may still have our fears or be anxious. This is immaterial, whether we are practicing self-inquiry rightly or adequately, or whether we have surrendered the ego partially or wholly. While the above practices rightly done will hasten the process, can we not be comforted that we are now in the safe hands of consciousness? In fact, can we not go to the extent of saying that by coming to the Ramana path, he has in fact taken us into his fold and his perfect guidance, which will yield suitable results along the path, is assured and a foregone conclusion? USA devotee. There is no doubt, as the Yoga Vasishtha declares, that those who have abandoned the world appearance and have taken to the path of self-inquiry will end the cycle of repeated transmigration. And naturally, those who have surrendered to Bhagavan Ramana and have taken to the path of self-inquiry of who am I will attain liberation. Bhagavan has said, just as the prey which has fallen into the jaws of a tiger has no escape, so those who have come within the ambit of the Guru's gracious look will be saved by the Guru and will not get lost. Yet each one should, by his own effort, pursue the path shown by God or Guru and gain release. The last sentence is important because the grace is vouchsafed to all, no doubt, but that grace is said to be given equal to the intensity and sincerity of the devotee. Those who have succeeded owe their success to their perseverance, said Bhagavan. Yet, there were discussions with Bhagavan on the same line of thought as your question. One such was put by a relentless seeker of truth, Devaraja Mudaliar, and recorded in his book Day by Day with Bhagavan. I told Bhagavan, it has come down as a sort of tradition, and I have also heard it said that Bhagavan once told some disciples that those who are here, that is with Bhagavan, need not worry about their salvation, even as upper class passengers, having informed the guard, may quietly go to sleep in their berths and will be awakened and detrained at their destination by the guard. I have not been able to find out when, where, and to whom Bhagavan said words to the above effect. Bhagavan said nothing in reply, but so far as I am concerned, the fact that he did not deny it in words or by facial expression is enough to convince me that Bhagavan must have, in some unguarded moment, uttered these words of great hope to lazy men like me. This may be so, but how long do you wish to remain asleep? That is up to you. Editor.